talking about any kind of thing that we have to read and think deeply into. He says here in the latter part of verse 10, open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. What a promise from our God. It's not talking about opening our mouth like we like to open it, to talk. You know, there's a lot of people nowadays that like to hear themselves talk. They cannot just be quiet and listen. The Bible says we're supposed to show up to church more ready to hear, right, than to speak. And so God is saying, open your mouth wide, don't say anything, but let me fill you up. Let me fill you up. And I've got this just illustration in my mind that we saw a few weeks ago on a YouTube video of a lady who had just started with about one hummingbird, and now she's probably got 1,000 in her backyard and 100 feeders, and just showing us how she did that and the good things that it does for her garden and all those kind of things. And she had some footage of some of these hummingbirds and how they nest and how they feed their young. And you think of a bird, a baby bird, in a nest with their mouth wide open. Why? Because they're hungry. And if they don't open that mouth wide, they're not getting fed. They're not getting anything from mama. And the weirdest thing about a hummingbird, you know the shape of its beak, and it does the same feeding process. And if you've ever seen it, it's crazy because it looks like that beak goes way down into that baby bird. And you're like, how do they not poke a hole in something down there and kill it? You know, it was hard to watch, really. But those baby birds come out of the egg knowing exactly what they need to do. And that's just cock their head back and open their mouth wide, so that they can be fed by their mother. And we as Christians, I think we get to the place where maybe we forget that we have a God that does own the cattle on the 1,000 hills, that does have all power, that does is able to do more than we can ask or think. We have a God of blessing. He was full of blessing when he dealt with the children of Israel. He wanted to give them a land flowing with milk and honey. He wanted to give them all these wonderful things. He had all these things prepared for them. And what was he saying? You got to open your mouth. You got to look to me, and you got to open your mouth. And we have so many Christians these days, I believe, that just are walking around and trying to have a relationship with God with their mouth closed. And I want to get practically here in my third point tonight on how we open our mouth to God. But let's just talk for a few minutes about who we're opening our mouth to. Because so many times I think we as Christians get our minds off of God and we start opening our mouth expecting blessing from a lot of other places than God. You know, it's real easy during COVID to, I constantly had to remind myself, you know what, I do not trust in the government. I don't care who's in office. I don't care what policies and what, maybe we're going the right direction, but still the government wants us to be dependent on them. And I'll be the first to say that I did not send any money back to them that they sent to me during that few years of COVID, okay? I didn't do it. I accepted it. But you know what they're trying to do, and what the tendency is for a Christian to do is, oh, that met a lot of my needs. And, now the government's not doing that anymore, and my mouth is still wide open, but I'm opening it to the wrong place. And I gave credit to the wrong thing the last couple of years when that blessing did come in. No matter where it came from, I should have been continuing to look at God. And we purposely had to do that in our life. As we went through this COVID time and when they were just giving all kinds of free money away, We had to remind ourselves, didn't we? Hey, this is a blessing from God. You know, God gives us some things that we can do in our life that helps us remember that the blessings come from God. The first one was tithe. Praise the Lord. It pointed us right back to, hey, you know what? You might have used the government, and I definitely needed that while I was moving up here and all this stuff, and it was a blessing and for all that transition. But God, you gave that to me. Put my tithe on the plate. What a great reminder of where my mouth needed to stay pointed to when it was open. Some of us, you know, just get impatient in our job, at our work, and it's so easy to just open our mouth wide to our boss, to the guy who seemingly has all control about whether or not and when we might be elevated to the next position. Are we guilty of that? Are we guilty of opening our mouth to our boss when isn't it God that controls all those positions? I mean, he controls the kings, he controls the president, he controls all these positions, yet we open our mouth wide to a first level supervisor rather than, hey God, you know my desires and I'm trying to be faithful here. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and he will lift you up. It's amazing. You don't know any. You don't know as much as the other guy. You haven't been there as long as the other guy. You haven't all this stuff. Yet you go in and somehow they pick you over him. That was God. And that wasn't because you go in and you kind of hobnob just right and you bring him the right donuts in the morning or you do this or that and you say the right thing. No. We shouldn't have our mouth open like that in that direction and trying to elevate ourselves. No. What about our friends? Are we opening our mouth to our friends because they can come over and help us in a, hey, buddy, I got this need over here. So many times we try to open our mouth wide to anything but God to get what we need or want or desire at the time, in the timing that we want it. Anybody ever played one of those games or seen somebody play it on YouTube maybe? Where they blindfold a person and then they're supposed to open their mouth and you just kind of stick thing, you know, foods and stuff in their mouth. And they're supposed to kind of be able to guess what that thing is. Isn't that crazy? I mean, you better really trust your friends. Whoever you're playing with that, to put a blindfold on and just open your mouth and let anybody stick anything in there. I'm not playing that game. I mean, because there's a lot of people I love and trust, but I mean, that's just a different kind of trust, you know. Amen? But you understand, we can be like that sometimes. We can walk around this world with our mouth wide open sometimes. And then we wonder why somebody sticks something in there, leaves a bad taste in our mouth. And then we get all offended or whatever, and we're just lost on why that happened. I have this quote written somewhere in my Bible. I ran across it the other day. I think somebody probably said it from a pulpit in Bible college. But it says, die to criticism and die to compliments. And see, sometimes I think we open our mouths wide, maybe to our friends, maybe to those around us, trying to get some kind of positive reinforcement about, and we call it getting counsel maybe, but we've just got our mouth wide open, just hoping for some kind of affirmation. And somebody criticizes us, and it leaves this bad taste in our mouth, we get offended. And our mouth should have never been open that direction anyway. The Bible says we're supposed to die to ourselves and live unto Christ. And sometimes, you know, we remember to die die to some things, but it's just not everything. And we hate the criticism and we love the accolades. And really what that is you're not going to be able to open your mouth, and there's no filter that's going to keep criticism out and accolades in. It's just, it doesn't work like that. You're going to get them both. And so just die to all that. Decide that you're not going to listen to criticism, or even better, you're going to listen to criticism and find the one nugget of truth in there that you can use to fix and God can use in your life to help you grow and be a better person. Or also we need to die to this desire that we have for that affirmation, that compliment, that thing that we just open our mouth wide to, hoping that we'll get. And then when we don't get that, you know, it turns us off and we get this bad taste in our mouth. Can I tell you, God will never leave a bad taste in your mouth? Hey, I'm sitting out here every week too, and boy, I'm telling you, the preacher's stepping on some things, especially lately, that are like, I mean, this is what Brother Bingham deals with all the time. We're talking sins that easily beset and probably took place on the way to church. Okay? Yeah. And so he's stepping all that, but can I tell you, that doesn't leave a bad taste in my mouth. You know, thank God that I've got my mouth open to just whatever God wants to say tonight. And it doesn't leave a bad taste in my mouth. It actually, that conviction leaves a sweet taste in my mouth that the Holy Spirit of God hadn't given up on me yet. Still speaking to me. Still giving me something that, you know what, is only if I take it and I swallow it, I put it into my life, and I really strive to change, will only produce good things. It'll only make my life better and more effective, more glorifying to God. You know, verse number 9 talks about, as Pastor touched on that morning, what a great correlation he made there. He said, "There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god." What does worship go towards? Worship literally points to what you trust in. You are going to worship what you're trusting. The Bible says that God does not want any other gods before Him. He is, as the pastor said, a very jealous God. No other gods. You will open your mouth to the one you're trusting at that moment. You say, "Well, I trust God." Well, that's good right now, sitting in church, amen. But so many times we make a decision that if we go back and look at it, we couldn't have been trusting in God when we made that choice, when we went that direction. We had our mouth open to something else. Okay, so we've talked about who we're going to open our mouth to, and we know the right answer is God, but some of these areas we fall in sometimes and start trusting in, opening our mouth to other things and just to fulfill desires that God created us with. But the problem is all these desires and everything that we have and how God created us, it was all designed to be fulfilled by Him. Anytime we fulfill a God-given desire outside of His timing with some other means, we're out of God's will. And we're worshiping something else. Our mouth is open to another direction. Number two tonight, not only do we need to talk about and think about who we're opening our mouth to, but when. When do we open our mouth? I look here in the scripture and it says, "Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it." I don't see any qualification there. Do it tomorrow. Do it for 1 hour a day. Do it while you're in your prayer closet. No, it's just open it. Just leave it open. The Bible says that we're to open our mouth and let God fill it. All the time. You say, "Well, that's pretty selfish to go around just expecting God to just continually fill your mouth with His blessings and His... That's what He wants to do. He's not going to run out. It's not a selfish thing to trust in God for everything. In everything. By prayer and supplication, make your request made known to God, be known to God. And you just open your mouth. Let Him fill it. Open your mouth. Let Him put something in there that's going to direct you in your life. That's going to... It's unreal how untapped the resources of God are. Can we just agree on that tonight? Isn't God capable of more than what we see Him doing in our lives? Can He pour out His blessings to a closed mouth? He's not going to waste resources. He's a very good steward. He wants us to be one too. And so I don't see God as wasting resources and just raining down, you know, all these blessings of, you know, well, maybe I'll realize it one day and pick it up off the ground. No. The mouth has got to be open first. So three things tonight, just practically speaking, on how we should open our mouth to God. What does that mean? I mean, we're opening it, and He wants to fill it, and we start thinking about food, and praise the Lord, you know. I mean, there's good food out there, and I'm sure God knows how to cook it. And He's talking to people that He had given manna to, that He had given the, what kind of bird was it, quail? Huh? Quail, yeah. And just gave them a ton of good food, took care of their physical needs. He is going further than that and just saying, look, I want to bless you. Quit trusting in all these other strange gods and all this other stuff and just open your mouth wide to me and watch me fill it. So practically speaking, in our Christian life, what does that mean? Well, first of all, tonight, I think of confession. You know, other religions like to steal all of these Bible words and make them mean things that they don't mean from the Bible. You know, the charismatics want to steal the Holy Ghost away from us. No, we need the Holy Ghost. You just have taught wrong things about what He does and what His evidences are. Amen? But confession... We have one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And confession is good for the soul. And can I tell you, we have promises in the Word of God that talk about confessing our sin. And when we open our mouth wide and we confess our sin, what is He filling it with? He's filling it. He's filling our mouth. Over and over, every time we confess, He's filling our mouth. Because why? We're trusting in Him to cleanse us of our sin. He's filling our mouth with forgiveness, cleansing, grace, mercy. I mean, all these wonderful things, right? Yet we get into sin and we close our mouth. Yeah, I'd love to feel clean again. Yeah, I'd love to be able to come to church and feel like I belong with the rest of the folks and not feel like the preacher's constantly beating me down. And I'd love to be able to close mouth. It's got to be a closed mouth. Confession seems like such a simple thing, but I understand it can be so hard sometimes because we really have to deal. I mean, it's not just saying words, is it? I mean, we can all pray prayers, can't we? But we know when we're praying that prayer, and the humility is not there. The repentance is not there. I want to be right with God, but I kind of want to keep this sin in my life for later. Amen? We know. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer to just... maybe a sleepless night, and all, you know, just kind of get the flesh under control again. And finally, it's like, oh, boy, yeah, Lord, I did. I did it again. I need your forgiveness. Get to that place where we can really, truly confess and repent of our sin. And boy, it's amazing. Every time we come to him with the same thing over and over and over again, and we open our mouth wide, and, you know, again, he's right there to fill it. I forgive you. Come on back, son. Come on back, daughter. Here's more grace. Here's more mercy. Isn't that amazing? Is your mouth closed tonight? Number two tonight, how to open your mouth. Simple obedience. You kind of understood that from the first thing that we talked about. That's just one command in the Bible that we should confess our sin, our specific sins to him, and we understand the promise that comes from that. But on a broader scale, it really simply is just obeying God. When God tells us to do something in his word, he gives us a command, and we do that, our mouth is wide open for the blessing that comes with it. And we'll talk about another one here, a specific one here for number three. But can I tell you, there's so many areas in our life that we miss out on a blessing from God because we just don't obey that part yet. We talked about Sunday school already, just church attendance. You know, when we show up to Sunday school and we're faithful in our attendance to church, our mouth is wide open, and God is able to fill that. He knows our needs, doesn't he? He knows every spiritual need we have. And we've all sat in services where the preachers preach, maybe even happening right now, where I'm preaching on this one thing, but God is touching a heart about the need that they have. And that has nothing to do with what we're talking about here tonight. But your mouth is open, and God is filling it. Why? Because you're opening it to the right place. Because you're obedient. In coming to church tonight and just being in the presence of the preaching of his word. So don't close your mouth to God. Don't sleep that extra hour. Don't just come here bodily and sleep through Sunday school. Come here prepared, with your heart prepared and your mouth wide open for God to do something and speak something specific and directly to you. Because God's just looking for an open mouth to fill. He wants to. What about being a witness? Open, you know what? Going out with weeping, bearing precious seed, and you'll doubtless come again with rejoicing. I can't remember the last time that, maybe I didn't get to lead somebody to Christ on Saturday, but I got to talk to one person. Or maybe it was something else that week where we handed out a tract and we got to, somebody just happened to open up to us and we were able to pray with them about their need and invite them to church and just try to be a blessing to them. Many times it's just talking with a missionary who's struggling or encouraging them in some way. Find a way in service or to be a witness so that your mouth is open and ready to receive the fruit that God wants to fill it with. There's plenty of fruit out there, is there not? Are not the fields still white unto harvest? Again, our simple obedience in these areas is just us opening our mouth and asking for the blessing that God promises when we obey. And you can think of many others, I'm sure. But finally tonight, I want to end in the area of giving. We know what Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10 says. Prove me now herewith. Right? Talking about the tithes and offering. God literally told the children of Israel with a few different words, open your mouth. Put it in the plate with your mouth wide open. And prove me. See if I won't open up the windows of heaven. Your mouth isn't big enough. Amen. He spells it out so very specifically. Giving. He says, open your mouth. Just obey in the area of giving. Just not only obey, but be sacrificial. Be joyful in the area of your giving. And I'm telling you, God is just waiting for an open mouth. What are you giving to? Hey, I'm not saying don't give to various causes if you're already taking care of your tithe and your offering and faith promise missions. But really, are the organizations that are out there really doing what they say they're doing? And the motive really is either an emotional thing or it's a tax deduction thing. And so it's, I question motive giving to a lot of causes outside of our local church and doing what God is trying, supporting what God is trying to do on this planet. We're already so strapped for people and resources many times that, I mean, we're not going to have too much, right? But let me tell you, we need to have our mouth wide open in our giving. Do you not believe? Sometimes we get in this mode where we're just, you know, it's a habit now. We're in the habit of giving, and that's a good thing. But that portion of the service, that's worship. That's our offering. That's one of the ways we worship God. And He's pleased with that when we do it right. It's the same thing as confession. We can say the words, but that didn't mean anything unless we had a humble and repentant spirit to go along with it. Can I say that we can give with our mouth closed and not even be eligible for God's blessing, but we're just not doing it in the right way, in the right spirit? Has the devil gotten in? And maybe you haven't stopped giving yet, but he started planting these little seed thoughts in your mind of, you know, what you could be doing with that money? Man, that's a lot. Boy, you could have, that's more than your whatever bill. You know what I'm talking about. Because he plants those all the time. The Bible says that we ought to bring every thought into captivity, right? And prove all things and hold fast only to that which is good. But sometimes we get in this mode where it's just a habit, not a worship anymore. Is your mouth open when you're giving? I'm telling you, there's a lot of blessings to be had. God will fill that. It is God who will give us everything that we need. Sometimes we open our mouths and to all the wrong things and wonder why we end up with this bad taste in our mouth. But what I referred to it earlier, what does Psalm 34:8 say? Taste and see that the Lord is good. None of us have ever tasted anything without first opening our mouth. You get up in the morning, pick up your Bible. Don't just read before opening your mouth. Come to church. Don't come to church with a closed mouth. Don't give with a closed mouth. Don't just witness to check it off your list and to feel good on Sunday when the preacher talks about it. Yeah, I did that this week. And no, do it with an open mouth. Don't just say the words of confession. Just open your mouth and receive the healing. Receive the grace and the mercy that He wants to give you. You know, there's so many things that we don't have time to touch on tonight that God wants to fill our mouths with. He wants to fill us with. Yet if we read what it takes to get those blessings, many times we find out, oh man, I've been closing my mouth in that area. My mouth is closed. What area is your mouth closed in tonight? Maybe you're here tonight, maybe you're listening online tonight, and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior. Can I tell you, many people could have given you tracts. Many people could have explained the simplicity of the death, burial, and resurrection being the only payment for sin in order for us to be able to be allowed into heaven. And that if we want to pay for our own sin, that we have to do it in eternal hellfire according to the Word of God. We can hear that gospel all day long. We can know all about it. We can be able to recite it. But until the day comes when we open our mouth wide to God. Oh, let me tell you. If you need to be saved, all you have to do is open your heart. Open your mouth wide to God. And boy, is he ever ready to fill it with eternal life. Something that can never be taken away. He'll make you his child and by adoption and put you in God's hand and never cast you away. Have you ever opened your mouth to God and requested salvation and admitted that you're a sinner? You can do that tonight. He'll forgive you. He'll come into your life. He'll save you. Christian, what a shame it is that we've trusted Jesus Christ with our eternal destiny, yet close our mouth to Him in so many other areas. Is your mouth closed? God's spoken to your heart tonight. During the altar call here in just a minute, you'll have a chance to just speak with God and just, hey, you know what, Lord, I want to open my mouth. Show me what it is I need to do to have my mouth open in this area. I want you to bless my life. Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you for the opportunity to preach tonight and this simple thought. And it's a Wednesday night crowd and faithful people. And I pray that something that was said here tonight would just you just used in their life to encourage them and to show them another place where they can just tap into your blessings. Lord, if there is someone here or listening that is questioning their salvation, I pray that they would come down and get that settled tonight. Maybe they just need assurance that they are still saved. And Lord, we can help them with that as well. I pray that they contact us if they're online. And we can help and be an encouragement there. Father, as the invitation is starts, I pray that you would accomplish your will. Help us, Lord, to be submissive to your Spirit tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's all stand and heads bowed, eyes closed. I didn't ask.